Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. I'm your host, Frosty Wooldridge. We're now connecting the dots across America for those of you out there who have been looking around for some of the answers and certainly some of the ways to get to them and some of the action you can take. And this evening I have a man from deep in the heart of Miami, Florida, who has watched the immigration invasion overtake that state, so much so that U.S. Congressman Tom Tancredo, a Republican out of Colorado, has called Miami the third world country, the third world city of America, and he brings a great deal of energy behind that because, as everyone knows, there are hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens now stacked up in Florida. They've made it their home. The consequences as far as drugs, destroyed schools, language cohesiveness and solidarity, and a sense of community and environmental impact, all of these have been in the negative side in Miami, even though the former governor, Jeb Bush, would have liked everybody to think otherwise. And as we see the demise of Miami, we also see the demise of other cities. And this evening, we're going to talk about that. Now, before we do that, though, please remember, get your pencil and paper out if you have questions, because we will have callers at the bottom of the hour, and the phone number is 1-800-313-9443. And each and every question will be handled by our guest and or yours truly. And again, the key here is that if you have a chance, go over to newswithviews.com, rinse.com, americandaily.com, federalobserver.com, opednews.com, and quite a few other websites where yours truly writes a biweekly column. And this Thursday you will see in newswithviews.com and all the other websites the 25th part of the series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans. And in that particular part, I talk about the dark side of the new economy as we continue to grow and overwhelm the 86 ports here in the United States that just keep bringing in thousands and thousands and thousands of ships with millions and millions and millions of tons of cars and salt and oil and goods and plastics and chemicals and you name it. The world is awash in products created by trade and created by population. And the underbelly of this particular situation shows itself in the port of California's San Pedro Bay. It forms a vast metropolis of polluting cargo ships, trucks, and locomotives. And as one of the neighbors there says, it is a diesel death zone. And you'll get to read about that in News with Views and Rents and all the other websites. Again, the consequences will multiply by 100 million Americans being added to this country in the next 33 years. And also, for those of you who are living near or around the Salt Lake City arena, I will be speaking on June the 19th at the Salt Lake City Rotarian International Conference, where 100 leaders from around the world will be talking about overpopulation. If you like, you may attend, and I will be giving my program, The Coming Population Crisis in America and What You Can Do About It. Additionally, I'll be in Washington, D.C. at Up With People, the conference there, this coming 30th on a Friday night. This is your host of Connecting the Dots, Frosty Wooldridge. We'll be back right after this short commercial break. Welcome this evening to Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. I'm your host, Frosty Wooldridge. It's really an honor and a pleasure to be with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays because I think together we're going to get a lot of things done over the weeks and the months ahead of us. As you read on Monday's column at newswithviews.com, T for 2 or 20 million. The question, of course, begs an answer. And as you know right now, the Congress, led by a Republican senator from Arizona, John McCain, along with Democrat senator from Massachusetts, Teddy Kennedy, are working in cahoots with each other and are being handheld by President Bush, who's now hand-holding down there in Mexico, the source of all of our problems, this Immigration Reform Act. And unfortunately, the Immigration Reform Act will give anywhere from 12 to 20 and probably closer to 28 million people the ability to become American citizens. And these people are already wreaking huge havoc, but the study in CIS.org, and you may go there, CIS.org, by Dr. Camarada, will show you that if these people are legalized and Americanized, they will tap into $843 billion worth of social services in this country to a high of, if they're up over 20-some-odd million, the lower number of $843 billion has to do with 12 million being legalized. But if 20 to 28, the bill will be $2.3 trillion. $1.3 trillion. So you might check that out on News with Views or Rents or Federal Observer. And really, you're going to get that kind of information from those top websites because I write for them, and that's the key. You won't get this information any other way. And you also won't get a lot of the information out there except for when you're on Republic Broadcasting Network, because you're getting really some of the down-to-earth speakers and hosts for these shows that really tune you into what's going on in middle America and right down there at the ground level. And hopefully that's what you're going to get tonight, is the ground level. And as the theme song plays each week, we're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly, and so much good in this nation, so much bad happening to it from the Congress and this particular president. Such things as the North American Union are destroying the sovereignty of this country, the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, of course, which Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney and all these top leaders are members of, and this and these particular organizations are out to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and create a North American Union with a one-world government, which has been shown in the past to be a complete failure. You can't do it. Everything stands well at the local level, and we people and we nations, we states, need to take care of our own affairs and in our own sovereign nation. And I think it was Solzhenitsyn that once said that the nations of the world give the world its greatest personalities. Who among you wants to turn into a giant amalgamated mess of just a whole bunch of everything? I like even the United States with its regional flavor, Vermont with its trees and its fantastic maple syrup. And then you've got the apples in Washington State. Last summer, please go to the website, 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us, and follow the story of our great journey across the nation over 20,000 miles in 48 states. And if you will, again, take that piece of paper out before we go to the guest tonight. I want you to go to www.thesocialcontract.com. There is so much information there. This is one of the more extraordinary websites, thesocialcontract.com. There are books there that are extraordinary. Jean Raspail's The Camp of the Saints, the quarterly, it's called The Social Contract Quarterly. Spend $25, get the quarterly every year, and you will not only be learning a great deal of information about what's happening to the United States, but the world also, with some of the top writers in the country. And you will also be able to get the booklet, Common Sense on Mass Immigration, by some top writers like Governor Lamb of Colorado, John Rowe of Pennsylvania, Dr. John Tanton of Michigan, Brenda Walker of California, Fred Elbel of Colorado. So you're going to get a lot of information, and that's really outstanding. And I'll be giving those booklets to a lot of the people at the Salt Lake City Conference for the Rotarian Club. And before we get into the guest right now, make sure that you also join numbersusa.com. That's numbersusa.com. And become a faxing and phone calling a person, your mom, your grandmom, your grandpa, college kids. Do this, and we got to stop this latest bill, Senate Bill 9, which is going to give this massive amnesty. And also FAIR, www.fairus.org. Federation for American Immigration Reform is just outstanding. Become a member, become a part of that, and you'll become a part of the solution. And now to our guest. I really think this is really important because this man really epitomizes this. And I quote this from Captain McDonald of the Texas Rangers. No man in the wrong can stand up against a man on the right, in the right, that keeps on a-coming, unquote. And that's what is our guest this evening. He's an inventor. He's also the vice president for Citizens of Dade, United for Immigration Control, and he is a member of 34 immigration control groups, such as the Floridians for Immigration Enforcement, the Minutemen of Florida, FAIR. He's a Numbers USA. He's also part of EnglishFirst.org, U.S. English, and he's an ex-Miami-Dade County Chief Emergency Radio Communications Officer during the 1965 hurricane. And he's the ex-member of the Union of Concerned Scientists. He's a man that I've kept in touch with over the last number of years. He posts and moves and takes action. And he's only a sprightly, I think, about, what, 89 years old?
80.
And at the age of 80, Enos Shera is really a man of action. He's an inventor. He has quite a few patented inventions. But his great passion is to really preserve the United States of America for future generations. And he is extraordinarily active there in the Miami area. And welcome to the show tonight, Enos. We're just really pleased to have you on board.
Thank you. I certainly do appreciate it.
Well, one of the things I'd like to have you do is answer to what Jeb Bell said, excuse me, not Jeb Bell, but Jeb Bush said when U.S. Congressman Tom Tancredo of California or Colorado said that Miami was a third world country. Could you speak to that? Because you've been there for 35 years. You've seen a metamorphosis of Florida itself. And if I remember correctly, Florida right now with something like 18 million people is on track to add another 18 to well over 36 million people here in just the next 15 or 20 years. My gosh, if it gets any heavier, it'll sink down into the Atlantic and Gulf of Mexico on its own accord just from human weight.
My plight began when the Mario Boatlift guy came here with an invasion. Illegal invasion, an unwanted invasion of 127,000 boat people. And at that time, President Carter was too weak, and he let them all in here. As a matter of fact, two of the Miami mayors here ran up to Washington and told Jimmy Carter that unless he let in all 127,000, that there'd be blood and riots on the streets of Miami, and it scared Jimmy Carter so bad he left them all in. Then we had our governor, Governor Graham, who actually ran down to Key West kissing the people, inviting them to come and all this kind of stuff. I never heard of a governor that run to the border side to shake hands and kiss the people that's coming in to invade your country. They should repel them. They should have sent word out there to repel them. And instead, they invited them all here. 1 year after they came, Miami became the crime actually, the murder capital of the world. We had 615 murders after one year after they came, primarily due to Mario refugees, who actually had 50,000 criminals in that 127,000 illegal invasion. There were psychopaths. There were mental patients. There were prostitutes. There were hitmen, drug pushers, murderers, and extraneous other types of people. Anyhow, we spoke down before the county commission, and all they kept saying was, it's a federal matter, it's out of our hands, we can't do anything. But behind the scene, they would get on every television, every radio station, and every media source that they could to invite all the illegal aliens to come while saying they couldn't do a thing about it. And in 1980, what happened was we were fed up with it, and there was getting to be an increasing amount of Spanish down at the county building, that every time hundreds of Americans would call there, they couldn't understand the people answering the telephones because of the heavy accent in Spanish. And finally, the whole town was going more Spanish than English. And so what happens was we collected 137,000 signatures to make English the official language of Dade County. And actually, our group of citizens of Dade United was the first across America to come up with an ordinance that required English to be the official operating language of the county. And after that, that was in November 1980. And actually, 60% of Dade County's voters voted for that. Then along came, actually, further down the line, things were getting worse, and they were learning less English. And the more that you provide these Spanish speakers with their Spanish language, the less that they learn, because they use that for a crutch to lean on. And we actually had around about, I think it was about 8 Spanish stations then. Today we have about 14 Spanish language radio stations, 2 television stations, and they usurp our county TV school board channel all Sunday evening, putting on nothing but Spanish programs. And I see my legislators getting on there, for which I can't understand what they're talking about, and it's actually excluding me under my civil rights.
I can appreciate that. Enos, thank you for that background. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Connecting the Dots. We're going to be right back after this commercial break with Enos Shera from Miami to give you some firsthand knowledge of what's going on down there. See you on the flip side.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Connecting the Dots with your host, Frosty Wilders, this evening. And we are talking with Ina Shera, the Vice President of Citizens of Dade United for Immigration Control. And you can get a hold of him at Border Patrol 110, that's 110, at hotmail.com if you have any questions. Before we get into...
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Border Patrol 10 at Hotmail.
Oh, it's Border Patrol 10. Okay, there's a correction there. It's Border Patrol 10 at Hotmail.com.
Right.
I just had an email come across the wires, Enos. Someone wanted to know whether or not you had any information on, do you feel any regarding the passage of the Simpson-Mazzoli bill?
Yeah, I do. I'm the guy that's actually responsible for it coming about, would you believe it? Here's what happened. For many years, various odd organizations, large organizations, would try to get somebody to put up a bill. Nobody would pay attention to any group. So I thought to myself, how can we get this up there? So I knew that Claude Pepper was head of the Rules Committee because he was chairman of it. And he was a god-awful powerful man, and he was like the railroad gate for all bells getting to be heard on the floor.
Sure.
Didn't play ball with Claude Pepper. You would never get a bill on the floor. So what we did was we held a protest at his Miami condo down here, a candlelight beer, and actually, would you believe Rick Sanchez was the guy that came out and interviewed me? in front of Claude Pepper's house, and we sent him a 300-word telegram the day before saying, unless you actually concede to put up a bill up on the House floor on immigration and discuss it and get it through, that actually we're going to camp down at your Miami building here for now or not until you concede. Well, next morning he called us on the telephone, and I was on a three-way hookup with the other vice president. He said, sir, if there's anything that I hate more than a protest, he said, I'll assure you, if you call off your protest, I will bring it before the House floor because I'm the Rules Committee. And he followed his word. He did it. He brought it up. But it wouldn't have been for that, there would be no Simpson-Mazzoli bill. It's actually called the 1986 Immigration Control and Reform Act. The only thing that was bad about that thing was they voted for amnesty and they promised everybody it was going to be a one-time deal. Absolutely never again. Well, would you believe they had eight more amnesties? And my legislators down here, they all voted for eight more amnesties. That includes Eliana Rose-Layton, U.S. Representative Rose-Layton, Mario Diaz-Balart, Lincoln Diaz-Balart, and several other people keep voting for these what was supposed to be a one-time amnesty, wound up with eight amnesties. I'd like to give you some your listeners some information on how we can expand our operations, if you would.
By all means, let's get it out there, because, again, we want to connect the dots and help Americans take action, not just sit around, complain, or bemoan what's going on.
Right. Here's what we can do. If people will send me an email at that Border Patrol address and let me know what city and their names are, I have an amateur radio book that has has all the addresses, names, and the call letters of every amateur operator inside of the United States. It's about 450,000.
Short wave.
And what you can do is, what I did was, I've been contacting some of these guys and asking them to come on my side of the fence, and they're very good because they're natural communicators, because that's what they do, hang on the air and talk to some other guy. So what you can do is, I actually have a book listed by cities. So if you give me your city, I can put you in contact with various odd guys in your city to contact these guys, and they can carry your word for us so we can expand. Now, that's one way to expand. Here's another way. Actually, one time I had my own cable program, and I produced 12 half-hour programs free of charge. And you people out there listening to this can do the same thing. It's called CableTap, Cable Television Access Project. I'll repeat it again. It's called Cable Television Access Project. And what that is a law that passed in the 1970s that says each one of the counties in the United States has to put up a certain amount of money to provide a TV station to run some public interest programs on there, and you get it free of charge. So if you check with your county agency, your county will be the ones that have the direct jurisdiction of your cable programs, and you ask the cable operator there, you would like to operate your own cable program free of charge. They take about 2.5% of the commercial charges for cable. They put it into an escrow fund, and they use this escrow fund to fund a free television program of your choice. You produce the titles, you produce the people, and all you really need to do is have one good spokesman with a good voice, and have the fellow that's the executive producer, like I was, type out about 10 different questions to ask on a program, just like we're doing here. And I used to run them on immigration, language, culture, conflicts, and you name it, we had it. And
well, yeah,
that's another free way of getting it.
That's very exciting, Enos. I'd like to have the folks out there across America get your pen and paper out again. Citizens of Dade United for Immigration Control. You can write Enos Shera at P.O. Box 141655. That's P.O. Box 141655, Miami, Florida, 33114. That's 33114. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to start taking phone calls as Enos really educates and inspires you to take action. You're listening to Connecting the Dots with Frosty Wooldridge this evening with Enos Shera of Miami, Florida. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you on the flip side of this commercial.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Oh boy, ladies and gentlemen, I can see Clint Eastwood riding across the plains there into one of those great moments on The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, one of my favorite movies of all time, and of course, the theme song of that great spaghetti western really takes your attention and helps you appreciate the good, the bad, and the ugly. And this evening, we're talking about The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly that's happened to Miami, Florida, a third world city, as witnessed by such things as Santeria, which is animal sacrifice, and many of the voodoo immigrants that have come into this country from third world countries are now practicing cutting off of heads of chickens and goats and other animals in the parks, and then, of course, spraying themselves with blood and then tossing the heads of these animals into the water and so forth. Right in front of everyone in the public, and you have to question and wonder, why do we want this kind of activity in this first world country, and is it appropriate? Now, one of the things I'd like to make sure that everybody has is the phone number. We're going to start taking phone calls here, 1-800-313-9443. If you can have some questions for Enos, that'd be great. And again, Citizens of Dade United for Immigration Control, P.O. Box 141655, Miami, Florida, 33114, or Border Patrol 10 at hotmail.com. One of the things I ask, Enos, is that all these Mario boat lift people who are criminals and so forth, did most of those get rearrested and are now just standing or sitting or lying in the prisons and of course the taxpayer, or did they spread out and are they well organized? How has that played out with that massive boatload?
Well, there was about 2,000, and actually when they was up at the Atlanta prison and Oakdale prison in Louisiana, they actually formed a riot because they heard they're going to be deported. The riots went on for about 1 week, and they actually set the prison on fire, and it burned for about almost a week. They took pieces of steel, sharp pieces of steel, rocks, and sticks and all also, and took over about 106 hostages at Atlanta. And we actually went up to Washington, D.C. and spoke out against that in 1987, it was.
Uh-huh.
What happened was they had about 2,000 illegal Mario criminals, and they were supposed to be deported at the rate of 200 a month. And along comes a Miami-Cuban exile attorney by the name of Rafael Peñalver, and he put a blockade on returning to Cuba. And along came Radio Martí, and because Cuba... Castro didn't want Radio Martí on the air. He stopped taking back all the refugees. Well, Radio Martí came on the air, and all it does is a propaganda tool for the Miami Cuban exiles to have one more radio station, 14 that they already have here, for which the signals actually go from Miami over to Cuba. So there's actually no use wasting our tax dollars paying per year for a radio station at $35 million for TV Martí, for which the transmissions are actually stopped within about 10 seconds after jamming from Cuban jammers down there, jammer stations. We're wasting $35 million on that.
We're wasting $35 million a year on that, a U.S. taxpayer fund.
On TV Martí, that's right. And then
TV Martí.
About several months, I think it was around about 4 months ago, there was 10 Miami Herald reporters, I believe there was... 8 English reporters in the English paper, and 2 of them in the Spanish-language paper that the Herald calls El Nuevo Herald. They were caught accepting money for payments for being on the air. One of them got about $4,000 to $5,000 for speaking on there. And several of these are actually radio talk hosts from Miami. And now what they do is they actually take some of the broadcasts from the commercial stations and they put it over to the government station, which actually is a no-no. This is ridiculous. I know the federal communications laws is actually against this kind of stuff.
It does get to be totally insane. And one of the more insane things that's happened is that the border agents Ramos and Campion have been sent to jail for 12 and 13 years, respectively. My question to you is this: when you see the kind of crime that's going on down there, why would President Bush refuse to pardon these two wrongfully prisoned border agents? Yet his brother, Jeb Bush, and U.S. Rep. Elena Rosleitenen pardoned that Miami Cuban exile convicted of terrorist bombing murders, Dr. Orlando Bashevilla. I mean, he's the guy that directed, 85 bombings in Miami?
Yeah. Right,
why do you think this kind of subterfuge goes on against two border agents, and yet the kind of crimes created down there and the bombings that just get off with a pardon?
Well, the reason why George Walker Bush president pardoned Dr. Orlando Bashevilla was for political purposes, because it gains more votes in Miami, because they view this bomber who has like 85 bombings to his credit and murders and destruction of property to his credit, they view him as their great Cuban patriot, and for political votes, this is what they do. They free this guy, but it's a terrible atrocity for what happened was Jeb Bush used to be the campaign manager for U.S. Representative Eliana Rosleitenen, and together he arranged a meeting with his father, George Walker Bush, the president, and they talked him into freeing Dr. Orlando Bashevilla, the convicted criminal that has like 85 bombings to his credit, plus also having a bomb placed on an airplane that left Barbados that killed 73 people. And actually the fellow that he had put that on there with his right-hand man, his name is Luis Posada Carrillas. He actually was arrested in May of 2005 for entering the United States illegally. What happened was he and three other Cuban convicted exile bombers entered Panama with fraudulent passports, 33 pounds of explosives, C4 plastic explosives, several machine guns with the serial numbers filed off, handguns, maps, two-way radios, and a global positioning satellite indicator. And they were arrested for entering Panama, so they were put in jail for 8 and 9 years. And what happened was the judge put them in jail, and a friendly president by the name of Mariah Moscoso used to be the president at that time, and they rigged up a political deal with Miami exiles up here, whereby the ex-ambassador to Panama arranged to have these people pardoned out of prison. And a Miami Cuban exile out of the Cuban American National Foundation sent a charter plane down there to pick him up, all except for Luis Posada Carrillas, which was wanted by the police and by the Border Patrol. So actually, the Cuban American National Foundation guy actually sent a boat over to Mexico to pick this guy up, and they told the Border Patrol a lie that he came across the Mexican border, which he didn't. He left from a Mexican island, and he came on a boat called the Katrina back to Miami. So when he gave a press conference at a secret location in Miami on May the 17th of the year 2005, as soon as he left there, actually the Border Patrol picked him up and put him in prison in El Paso. I think they shifted him to another prison in Virginia, I'm not quite sure, or Nevada or somewhere. But anyhow, his trial's coming up, and listen to this. This is the biggest atrocity of all. He applied. He was a Cuban exile, and he was implicated in on being a henchman for Dr. Orlando Bacevilla, and he was actually the guy that directed putting the bomb on an airplane on October the 6th, 1976, that left Barbados, that exploded and blew up 73 people. And
I remember
that's the
reason
why he's wanted in Venezuela, wanted to extradite him, but the judge up here in America said that they were against it. But the guy had dual citizenship in Venezuela. He became chief of the internal secret police and also head of the torture division. And so now, would you believe that he's filing a case in America for which you you can object to going back to a country if they tortured you and you're afraid of being tortured? Well, he's afraid of being tortured now, and that's the reason why he wants to file for a political asylum. But he was like the head of the torture division over there in Venezuela.
Well, it's kind of like some of those German SS that escaped to Argentina and Brazil after World War II, and they got to live out their lives in quite a bit of peace and quiet.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's highly atrocious that that Jeb Bush and Eliana Rose Slayton and the Cuban Miami Cuban exiles got President Bush, George Walker Bush, to free this guy, and they won't free Compion, who was actually were doing their jobs. You know, they never killed the alien coming across. Their job is actually to stop drugs and illegal aliens and criminals coming across the border, and they put him in jail for 10 and 11 years, I guess.
Yeah, 12 and 13 years when they were doing their jobs. And again, the great miscarriage of that continues, although I think there is a defense mounting at this point in time. We've got a phone call. We've got phone calls kind of stacking up here right now. Enos, I'd like to get a Jeff from Massachusetts. Are you on the line, sir, and have a question for Enos?
Oh, yes. A two-pronged question, which is in your humble opinion, do you think that other countries are doing the same thing as Cuba, which is just dumping their worst of the worst on this country, the equivalent of cleaning out their septic tank?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. I believe it's easier for them to get rid of them than it is to serve them and solve the problems there. And a lot of them is coming from corrupt governments that don't function, so they find it easier to leave them loose than pay the money and straighten it out.
Well, that's it. And the second prong to my question is, I say this, there is a simple solution, which is to put a guy like Tom Tancredo in the presidency and say, look, to all these countries that are doing this, look, we know what you're doing. This is an act of war. You don't cut it out. We're going to drop nukes on your respective countries, whether it be Mexico City, Brazil, or any of these countries. We're not playing games anymore.
Well, I would step in on a little bit. I mean, Tom Tancredo is a man that I know personally, and I would certainly vote for him for president of the United States.
Oh,
he'd stop this thing right now. But I'm not particularly excited about going around dropping nukes on other countries. One of the things that I think is important, that if we are as a United States and humanity to move forward in the world, I don't think dropping bombs or, from my own personal experiences in the United States Army during the Vietnam War, a really positive way to bring humanity forward. I think if we enforce our laws and we secure our borders, that we can force those other countries to start dealing with their own populations. But, Enos, you may have another thought on that. Would you want to take that one away?
Well, I wouldn't drop a bomb because I have a background in nuclear radiation, nuclear power plants, and how they function and whatever. Actually, if you drop the bomb, you know what would happen. Actually, the radiation emanation comes out for about 200,000 years, and as the Earth rotates and the wind starts spreading, you could actually spread it all across the Earth like it did in Chernobyl.
I'm
against putting down bombs. I'm just like Frosty said, to be better to control the borders, stop the employers from hiring illegal aliens, and build a 3,000-wall fence, a 3,000-wall border.
The reason why I went so extreme with my question like I did is because of the frustration I feel on this subject that these countries are just running roughshod over us, and we have corrupt politicians taking these people in because of their corruption, because they can make a profit off of this.
True, exactly.
And that's why I threw out the nuclear bomb. It doesn't have to be a nuclear bomb. It could be anything. In other words, sanctions, anything.
Yeah, I think if we just build a wall, that'll stop them off. And crack down on some of these illegal employers hiring these cheap illegal aliens. That's two of the things.
I agree. And so, let's be a little more humane about that. Jeff from Massachusetts, thank you very much for your call. We have Jim in Texas. Jim, are you on the line, sir, and have a question for Enos?
Oh, I have a statement and a couple of questions.
Yes, sir.
The statement is that, Frosty, you've been all over the world, according to your biography.
Yes, I have, sir.
You've been through Central and South America.
Yes, sir.
And you know, if you'll admit it, you know that there's only two exceptions to the whole corrupt political situation in Central and South America, and that is the southern part of Argentina and Costa Rica. That's the only exceptions to the entire corruption in Central and South America.
Correct.
Now, I'm calling from Corpus Christi, Texas, and we're only 10 years behind Miami. I hate to tell you, or I hate to tell myself this, but we're only 10 years behind Miami because I see this firsthand. I know what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's going to tell me any different. I see what goes on day by day down here. I watch the wetbacks riding the rails going by on the trains heading north.
Yeah, they just
I've
showed
seen
that
this for 20, 25 years I've been coming down here. So, you know, nobody's going to tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about, and I would like for you to disagree with me what I said about southern Argentina and Costa Rica.
Oh, I'm totally in agreement, Jim, because I've been there, I've seen it, I know what's going on there, and there's no question. Every city, such as Dallas, certainly Houston, Texas right now, is not far behind Miami, and neither is Chicago, and certainly New York City. We already know Los Angeles is even ahead of Miami as far as being taken over, and so it's a dilemma that we're facing, and it's a dilemma that our Congress and this president are actually encouraging by their activities or their non-activities of enforcing our laws. I appreciate your thoughts on that, Jim, and we're going now to Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, you have a question of Enos?
Frosty or Enos, are either of you guys ham radio operators?
Oh, I am, but I don't want to give out my call. Not over
there. Some ham radio operators here.
Enos Shira is a long-time ham operator.
Oh, great! KB3JNZ here, Super Bowl Steve. I'm keeping upgrading, and I got my Cato 1103 from the Republic Broadcasting System, and it, Sunday night it decodes the single sideband channels, and I'm just elated with it. I'll tell you what,
Send me your email and give me your call letters, and I'll tell you what my call letters are. I got my FCC license in 1952.
Okay, well let's go to a question. I mean, I don't want to go to a bunch of
Yeah, what was the year I was born there, Enos? There's no question.
Thanks so much, Dave. I appreciate your comment, and you can get a hold of Enos here by ham radio and email. We're going to go off now to Doug in Oklahoma. Doug, you have a question for Enos, please, sir.
First of all, Frosty, we thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you.
Mr. Sherrod, we thank you for all you do.
Appreciate it.
I put you guys up there with Lou Dobbs.
Oh.
There's a few power hitters in the country, and God bless all of you. Protect all of you real good.
Thank you, Doug.
A couple of years ago, January of 2004, to be exact, Vicente Fox met or called out to President Bush that the United States was not doing more, quote, unquote, for his citizens in the United States of America, within the United States.
Doug, before you ask that question, I'm going to have to come back to you on the other side of this commercial break. Can you hold on?
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back with Doug on the other side of this commercial break. This is Frosty Wooldridge, your host for Connecting the Dots, and we'll be right back in just the flip side. Looking forward to having you back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Do I have any other? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots with your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and we are talking to Doug in Oklahoma. And you were just about to finish the question, Doug, of Enos, and so please go ahead and give us the rest of the question.
Thank you. Today, President Bush was speaking with President Calderon in Mexico.
Yes, he was.
About situations and relationships that the United States has with Mexico. 2 years ago, Vicente Fox called out to President Bush and told him that the United States was not doing enough for the citizens of Mexico within the interior of the United States. The three major sources of income for Mexico are oil, revenue from illegal labor in the United States,
correct,
and drugs.
That's correct.
We have two Border Patrol agents who have been bankrupted, who have lost their jobs, their houses, are rotting in prison right now. And let me quote President Calderon in a statement to President Bush today. This is from ABC News. This is President Calderon speaking to President Bush. Quote, "We need the collaboration and active participation of our neighbor," he said Tuesday, "knowing that while he will not reduce the demand for drugs in a certain area, it will be very difficult to reduce the supply in ours," meaning that the United States is a problem for its own drug consumption and illegal drug trafficking across the Mexican border. Now, if agents Ramos and Compion are in prison for protecting the border against drugs and interdicting drug trafficking on the border, what does that make President Bush? That's my first question. And the second question, very quickly, what will happen if we have a repeat of last spring when hundreds, tens of hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens across the nation in complete immunity and impunity came out in public in Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, and all the way across the country demanding amnesty? What will happen if this spring they turn violent? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug. Enos, do you have some thoughts on that before we get wrapped up here?
Well, I'd say that the Border Patrol should be out there checking cards and some of these massive crowds that are out of control and whatever. And if they find any that is creating trouble and doing some criminal activities, they need to crack down on them. And the word I understand was that they stayed away in those massive protests that they had last year.
Yes, they did.
Wrong.
Well, one of the things I'll add to that, in the book In Mortal Danger by Tom Tancredo, he talks about attrition through enforcement. So does Pat Buchanan in his book, A State of Emergency. I talk about it in my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences. We simply have to start slowly and methodically advancing our law and order and really enforce the immigration laws to take away the jobs and the ability of illegal aliens to remain in this country, and then those millions of people who marched in the streets won't be here anymore because they cannot and will not be able to sustain themselves. So that would be my first way to move on this thing. And the second, or the first question that Doug asked in Oklahoma there was, what about Bush? And I say he's an accomplice, and it's been shown by quite a few different organizations that he's in violation of oath of office, and there could be at some point impeachment proceedings against this president. So, Doug, hopefully that answers your question. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a great evening with Enos Shera down in Miami. You have his BorderPatrol10@AOL.com, and you have his address. Be a part of the solutions. He gave you some new ideas. I appreciate you being on the show tonight, Enos, and thank you, and we'll have you back if you'll come back with me.
Yeah, it's Hotmail.com.
It's Hotmail, excuse me, at Hotmail.com. So this is Frosty Wooldridge, your host for Connecting the Dots. It's always a pleasure. We'll see you here Thursday. I'm going to have a U.S. Army veteran this coming Thursday who is a West Point graduate, and he is still serving America. It's going to be an interesting evening. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everyone.
Can we?